News about our national sport, cricket.
Our national sport's footy.
It's basketball.
Gymnastics.
Aussie rules.
Golf.
MMA. Bingo.
Cane toad racing.
Tab. We're on.
You win some, you lose more.
It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddie plays for today's Victorian racing.
It is a double header Friday. We've got Adam Crittenden, who is calling all the action at Ararat. And then tonight we've got Adam O, who is in charge of the Cranbourne meeting. Today at Ararat, we've got the Railout 3 from the 1300 to the 350 through the remainder. And we are on a good four. Adam Crittenden joins us. How are you, Adam?
Yeah, going well. Thank you, Michael.
That is good. Do you have some confidence in this Friday afternoon card?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag today. We'll see when I go through the quaddie numbers. The quaddie is pretty challenging, but having said that, there's one at about $10 I'll give to you in a moment. And a couple of these maiden races are a bit skinny now after the scratchings this morning. So I don't think you have to go too wide early in the day. But if you do load up and build a bit of a bank, it might be worthy of throwing a few extra in the quaddie today.
Okay, well, let's get that bank for the quaddie. Where do we play?
I think the best of the shorties, I've made him the best of the day, race four, number three. He's a pretty easy one. At Noir, was victorious on Wednesday at Geelong. He comes through that race, finished second behind Cat Noir and a maiden going back 3 or 4 weeks ago at Geelong, where he performed well. Off gate two today and not that much speed. I'm just hoping he can posse up a pair closer too. And if you go back through his last preparation, he was able to sort of take about a mile in trips. So I'm hoping he can sit fourth or fifth here, be close enough.
Sounds like you've got a bit of a dodgy line there, Adam, so I'll just quickly whip through that. So race four, number three, you're dropping in and out, my friend. So race four, number three, what's the other one we want back? All right, we might just get, well, I'll hand you back to Matty Nevin, who can get your tips, and I'll read them out to the punters a little later. In the meantime, let's go over to Adam O, who is calling the action tonight at Cranbourne, and the rail's true. We're on a soft five. How are you, Adam?
Oh, I'm very well, Michael. Yes, looking forward to Cranbourne. The Friday nights continue still for another month or so. So it's become a regular staple and a very competitive card, some decent-sized fields with the rail being true. So looking forward to it.
Where do we go for the better plays on the card?
Got one best bet, and we have to wait all the way to the last race. But I think race eight, horse eight, the open will be winning for the Patrick Payne yard. Was very good at Wangaratta. I actually went up and called the horse winning its maiden on debut, so it was able to win fresh. It's in that position tonight. Went to Sandown, was stuck three wide near the speeds. I thought halfway down the straight it was going to drop out, but really stayed on strongly to run third. Probably was also a little indicative of maybe a horse getting to the end of its prep, and that's maybe why we haven't seen it since January. Couple of soft, but very good jump outs, one official trial at Trelgan and another jump out at Terrain, running fourth both times, but under a hold and finishing off under its own steam well. The last will be indicative that the horse is going very well for its return. Plenty of speed in this race. I don't think it'll be quite up there like it's been during those two runs previously. A little bit of a trail would be ideal. And I think the open will be winning, race eight, horse eight.
Race eight, horse eight, the open. Patrick Payne did give it a nice push earlier in the week when we asked him about it too, and you can get $3.50. What are your quaddie numbers, Adam?
So we start off with a staying race in race five. I'm going 2, 4, 8 into 6, 7, 8. A little bit wider in race 7, 2, 4, 9, and 10, and coming home with 4, 5, and 8. That's $108 for 100%.
Beautiful. Where are you calling this weekend?
This weekend I have off.
Oh.
Yes, I have off. So it's a luxury. And I'll be heading to the Bull socially next week, so looking forward to getting down there. I haven't been there for probably 10 years, so a little bit of over the next few days.
Oh, look out, you'll be fresh as a daisy for the warnable activities.
No, looking forward to it. I'm sure it hasn't changed since the last time I've been there. It's probably got bigger and better.
Yeah.
So let's hope the club and anyone concerned have a good week.
Good on you, Adam. Good calling tonight.
Cheers. Thank you.
All right. Adam O, he's excited by the sounds of it. Adam Crittenden, we've got his best here now for you. We had that dodgy line there. So Adam Crittenden's best each way bet of the program this afternoon is race 7, number five, which is Berry Foxy at around about $10. So Henry Dwyer, just on Henry Dwyer overnight, they put up that Asfura has landed the first leg of her overseas adventure heading to the UK, which is good to see. So Berry Foxy, $10. Race seven, number five, Adamo's Best Each Way of the Day. Adam Cretton's Best Each Way of the Day. Quaddy numbers, if you've got a pen for Ararat today, firstly, Adam likes 2-4-6 into 3-5-8-9 into 3-5-7-8, and we come home 1-2-7-8 and 9.